Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Roddy Vincent Show. It is a rare opportunity to grab Rod Temton actually sitting down on a seat and talk to one of our hottest ever songwriting exports. We've got him. He is nailed to the floor, tied to the chair. His return ticket has been confiscated. We've banned him from all hotels and we've actually got him here. And it all, in a way, really started with this one.
I have no home.
Death camps, and maybe the planet is going to fry and there's nothing we can do.
I do, but I don't take it for granted.
Why do you still do it? Why are you still out here?
Well, it goes back to the destiny thing. I made a bargain with it, you know, a long time ago, and I'm holding up my hand.
What was your bargain?
To get where I am now.
Should I ask who you made the bargain with?
with the chief commander
on this earth,
and then in a world we can't see.
It's not clear to me that I think there will exist a general purpose device that does everything you want, because I don't think the whole world's going to be able to afford five devices per person in the bubble of Paranea.
Oh,
no.
Sorry.
Oh, don't step on the one. You gotta start on the two. Find the two, you understand?
I told you I never did any of these dances before.
Now it's 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. No, music starts. You don't dance till the two. Got it? Nice. Breathe. Frank? Nope.
Well said!
Wilson!
What victim
Wilson!
Might not pick up on.
Wilson, where are you?
Ball goes in the hoop a lot.
Wilson! Swimming.
Have fun while doing it.
Wilson! Here comes the music right now.
Movie.
Wilson! 3, 2, and 1. Go!
Wilson, where are you?
Nothing gets in our way. Boom! Keep coming hardcore!
Gentlemen.
It's a feeling. A heart.
I have a plan. It's called blackmail. As you know, the royal family of Britain are the wealthiest landowners in the world. Either the royal family pays us an exorbitant amount of money, or we make it seem that Prince Charles has had an affair outside of marriage and therefore would have to divorce.
Potentially allow you to have a platform and a floor to explain your side of this whole thing, and I can't wait to hear it. We're incredibly lucky for it. The floor is yours, Mr. Rogers.
Right. Okay, people, you have to tell me these things, all right? I've been frozen for 30 years.
Turn me a freaking
bone here. I'm the boss. Need the info.
Coffee's for closers only. You think I'm fucking with you? I'm here from downtown. I'm here from Mitch and Murray.
And I'm here on a mission of mercy.
Can I get one shot of the vaccine?
No.
Why not?
Because I have better immunity than I would if I was vaccinated.
Right?
Yes. Don't I?
I think your immunity is really good.
So why, if I've already gotten through COVID and I was really only sick for a day?
Hell, maybe there were always going to be death camps.
Hell, maybe there were always going to be death camps.
Hell, maybe there were always going to be death camps.
Maybe there were always going to be death camps.
Wilson!
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 Wilson, where are you?
Wilson, where are you?
Wilson!
I did Tom Hanks for my movie summaries yesterday, my trivia. It was a cakewalk. Everybody knows the Tom Hanks movies.
Really? Even the recent ones?
I didn't do too many recent ones, but everybody did get Joe versus the Volcano, which was kind of surprising because I figured that might be the one that got away from people. But
it's been in a couple like movies lately. I don't think anyone even noticed.
I have tuned out on him lately. That is for sure. I've definitely think he's washed. Like I didn't even see Captain Phillips. You know, with the I Am the Captain Now movie. I didn't even watch that one.
That wasn't bad.
I am the captain now.
Look at me. Look at me. I am the captain now.
That's pretty good. There was another version of that, which I just watched. Basically hijacked in Cape Horn, whatever it is.
Cape Horn?
Cape Horn Peninsula.
you got a little more of a gap there. Cape Horn.
Am I just making this up?
Cape
Horn.
Horn, Jade. Cape Horn.
What was it called? What was that called? I sent it over to you guys.
Well, it's you and your tales of the sea, right? So.
Yeah, it was a Swedish.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Dutch.
I remember you
Norway,
talking about this.
One of those countries. It's very good. It was much better. It was like, because the Hanks one is a little like, as American movies always are, just like, you know, so heroic,
mm-hmm.
you know. This one was more realistic, felt. Who knows? I don't know if this stuff's even true. So,
as a seaman, you would recognize realism, correct?
It took months. I don't know what the timeline is in the Hanks one, but it seems pretty quick. Whereas this one was like a 2-month affair. Just like constant negotiations back and forth. I don't know if it's that easy to get the military involved, you know. But you know what I'm watching right now, dude? I was wondering if you actually seen this movie.
Tell me.
Down by Law.
Jim
Jarmusch.
No. You know, wow. I've dipped my toes in the Jarmusch. Black Coffee, but I have not seen that one.
This is like early Jarmusch.
Yeah.
You got to see this movie, dude. You got to see this. I mean, it's a masterpiece.
On HBO Max, a disc jockey, a pimp, and an Italian immigrant are arrested in New Orleans and find themselves housed in the same jail cell.
Very.
Tom Waits, John Lurie, and Roberto Benigni. What?
Yeah.
That's
it's so good. You gotta watch it this weekend. It's a masterpiece. It's like one of the greatest films of all time. You gotta watch it. It's an existential affair, you know? It's really...
yeah, I mean...
It's so well
most
shot.
Of his,
wait till you see.
Most of his movies are kind of existential, I would think.
Black and white. It's like so well done. Very... like theater-ish kind of movie making, and but it's just really good. I hadn't seen it in a long time. My dad hit me up last night, and he told me he was watching it. So I was like, I'm just gonna watch this. I was just loving it, man, because it's so different. You know, it's so different than like, and you just forget. Like back when I lived in the city, I saw a lot more artsy movies.
Right.
You know, and you don't see that much anymore, you know, like this site was so like New York independent, like style. I don't even know if that culture exists anymore.
I think it does. Music. I think it's just buried in stuff. I think there's just
New York
so
had
much
such
stuff.
A, like all that independent culture that came out of New York during the 1970s and stuff. Lou Reed, you know.
Well, yeah, it was a scene, just like Hate Street in the 60s was a scene. Like, there's still scenes. It's just that they are different, you know?
And I kind of think that you're right, Maze. Like, I think people are still making really indie artsy stuff, but like, just unless you know exactly where to find it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to pop up exactly on your Explore page.
The algorithm right. isn't like feeding New York, it to you.
See, in New York, you had like the theaters that would broadcast this stuff, so to speak, you know? Like, and now it's just like the art houses are kind of gone physically. Like here, even in Connecticut, you know, Trinity College had a great theater that would only play films like this, you know.
But how do you know that they don't still do that?
I don't know that, but.
Because I feel like that's still pretty prevalent for like college campuses to like show really artsy films, like in the campus theater. Like that was a big thing when I was at Tulane.
Yeah.
And I mean.
Yeah, maybe it's like, just I that feel I'm
like
so
that
old.
Hasn't changed that much. Yeah, I think it's just like we're not exposed to situations like those. Like you have to go seek them out, or you have to, and you have to like know where to look. So unless you know, then yeah, it's like how would you know?
Yeah, New York's very easy because you like you pass it by.
Yeah, yeah. Because I was like, I see flyers and shit for like random artsy, you know, whatever, like exhibits, movies, whatever. And I'm like, I mean, it's not my thing, but you know, if it was, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool. Eden, you're right. If you were into
this
that.
One, a whirl, we gotta. I think Zach should watch it too. Zach would love this one. It's very funny. It's very, very funny.
What am I watching?
Down by Law on HBO Max.
Jim Jarmusch, 80s movie.
So good.
Let's check it out on the old Rotten Tomatoes.
It is so. It should be well
too
rated.
Highly rated for Zach.
No, down.
way too high. I was curious. Is that all you watch now?
Eden, how many years at One Lane did you have to spend before they let you go to Tulane?
First year is One Lane, and then second year is Tulane.
Three lane, four lane?
Yeah.
If I took enough...
Did you finish all 4 years?
If I took enough AP classes in high school, could I skip One Lane?
Yeah, I think they let you go straight to Tulane.
It's pretty sick. All right, we're going to get right into these questions, because we got some...
Because I fucking hated
fire.
That joke.
Questions.
Get right in.
Oh, Zach hates jokes. Oh, Zach's a snob. Oh, comedy genius. Zach Harper doesn't like jokes. Conlin Athletic Shoe at Convolutionary. Is a cheesecake a pie, or for Zach, is it a well done chowder in a bread bowl served cold? Cheesecake
not
is
a, cake?
A pie, but
no, it's not.
Cheese pie that sounds terrible.
It's not a pie.
It is a pie.
No, it's a pie.
Why is it not a
How
pie?
It be a pie.
It's basically a thick pudding.
Is it cake?
It's a custard.
It's more pie than
it's
it
called
is cake.
Cake.
It's a custard, guys. And what's a custard? It's a smoothie. Cheesecake's a smoothie. It's a thick smoothie.
Doesn't have a pie have to have a top?
Doesn't have to have a top, but it's preferred. It has to have a real crust. That's not a real crust, okay?
Depends on what type of crust you get on your cheesecake, man.
That graham cracker.
There's lots of good kinds out there.
No. We're talking a real pie crust. A real pie crust, okay?
Dessert consisting.
I prefer the non-traditional pie crust. I love like a ground up
vanilla
wafer pie crust.
Because she's like the expert.
Who's an expert?
Lisa.
I'm an expert.
Sure.
Baking genius, Zach Harper.
One, I make champagne cupcakes that will knock your balls off, Maze, okay? Like, I know how to bake. Thank you very much.
It's not a tart.
Whoa,
just
because
you
is
drink
this the first
champagne
Zach,
doesn't
I've
make
known
it a
you,
cupcake, Zach.
Yeah, for how many years now? This is the first I'm hearing of the champagne
it's
cupcake.
It's not just the champagne cupcake that makes it. What really makes it? The champagne frosting that I make.
Hold up. Okay.
Drinking
yes.
champagne
I need
to
does
hear.
Not make mm-hmm. it. It sure does. I'm telling you.
What is it? Like champagne with like powdered sugar, whipped? Or like, I need to be walked through this
I'm
process.
I'm giving away my secrets.
Oh,
are you
oh
kidding?
My God.
Next live show, we'll stay in an Airbnb where I can okay. make champagne cupcakes and it'll happen.
Okay.
And Maze, bring an extra pair of shorts because they're going to knock your balls off. I'm telling you, you're going to rip right through your shorts.
It says here, cheesecake is similar to a flan, just
processing,
but with a crust,
knocking the balls off. Still,
it's also, I think it's also similar to a pie in that it has custard filling.
And that it is one.
It doesn't seem like it is a cake.
It's definitely not a cake.
Said it's not a cake.
We all agreed on that. And you, I think you just read a definition that made all of us right, because you said custard, so Zach's right. You said pie, so I'm right. And Colin's right.
It's not a cake.
False advertising.
It's a win-win-win.
Zach, I make a killer champagne bouillabaisse where I just drink a shitload of champagne. It works out great.
You find a way to mix it into the actual batter and make it into the actual frosting, then I'll believe you when it comes to you making champagne anything. That's what I do, Maze.
Is it a pie or a
that's
tart?
That's
the real
this
question.
This isn't like my whiskey tacos, okay? I'm just downing whiskey and then I eat tacos because I'm too drunk.
Are all your specialties booze-based?
No. Although, actually, the carnitas I make, I do pour tequila on them.
It's a baked custard.
In the baking process, or in the cooking process, I should say. Yeah, I told you. I told you it's a custard, and a custard is essentially a smoothie. It's a smoothie.
It's a baked custard. Interesting. Yeah. Cheesecake is a pie.
It's a raised smoothie disc.
Huh.
It's just...
But it's not baked in a pie
cream pan. Cheese, eggs, and sugar, man. That's it. It's a breakfast dish.
Mm.
It's a sweet breakfast.
Kind of like a frittata.
Cheesecake
really.
Is clearly... Others say cheesecake is clearly a tart.
No, cheesecake
is
not
a quiche,
tart.
What is a quiche? It's a tort.
But aren't tarts small?
No, you can have a big tart.
Yeah. Wait, what's a quiche then, Zach?
What's a quiche?
Is a Pop-Tart a tart?
I mean, a quiche is also kind of a custard. You know, it's just an egg custard.
Breakfast
pie. No. Because a custard has to be smooth.
You can have a smooth quiche.
You cannot have a smooth quiche.
Eden, come on. You can have a smooth quiche. You can have a smooth quiche.
Come on.
You need
the thing. Here's the thing. Here's how you know I'm right is because Maze is trying to find a way to make me wrong. The hesitation shows you that because he would love to shit on
what
me.
What
point I
was a long
fucking moment of silence right there.
It's a 4 seconds.
I was humming the entire time. There's no silence. It wasn't a moment of silence. It was a moment of humming.
No.
And quiche is a breakfast pie. And if you have a smooth quiche, it's not going to taste very good because it's just going to be egg.
Yeah. That's just steamed
egg. Is pizza
egg,
a pie?
Pizza is a pie. It's a thin pie. Unless you get the Chicago style, and then you get like...
That's soup.
It's not a pizza anymore, but it's still a pie.
It's a stew.
With
Chicago
a
style pizza is a stew. There is a place right near me that's supposedly amazing, and it is a Chicago style. And I mean, it's not generally my favorite form of stew, but I think I'm going to try it pretty soon.
What's the name of it?
I'm going to let you know where I live. I'm going to let the listener know.
I was just wondering. I'm not interested in that, but I was just trying to figure out if it's the same. Because there's a chain called Chachi's.
No,
P-A-T-X-I. That's like
it's Chachi's.
It's Geno's east of Chicago.
So east, it's west.
I don't understand why it's
far east.
I'm in Los Angeles. So far east, we went around the fucking world.
Turn right at Chicago and then keep going.
It's not classified as an actual cake.
Keep going.
Interesting. So cheesecake basically is its own thing.
Yep. It's definitely not a cake. Like,
yeah, it's not a cake.
Absolutely no way in this world that it's a cake.
Goes back to the 1500s, cheesecake.
They were making cheesecakes in the 1500s? That must have been awful.
They were not making cheesecake
that
in the 1500s.
That must have been awful.
15th
no
century.
Way.
That means the 1400s.
No, that is when they put actual
cheese into cake.
Yes, that's what they did. They're like, cheesecake. And someone was like, this sucks. We got to find a way to make this better.
Here you go.
I don't know. No.
You want a cheesecake?
Someone from the 1400s, come prove us wrong, okay? If you want to argue this.
855-NBA-JUMP if you want to argue this.
That corn puzzle.
I mean, a lot going on in the NBA these days, and sometimes you feel like you're behind and you miss the biggest sports headlines from the night before. Have you ever wondered, Amin, how what happens in the league or in the NBA might affect your bets or impact this week's bets?
I'll be honest with you, man. I try. I wake up in the morning. I turn on the radio, satellite radio, local radio. I'm trying to get insights. You can't listen to every podcast, though, and every radio station, Tom. So how does one narrow it down to the information that I need to make good bets?
I mean, there's a lot of, like, nightly recap podcasts, but if you want one with a betting angle, what you should do is relive the best in sports from the night before with BetMGM Tonight, presented by BetMGM. I listen to it because there's just so much stuff out there that I can't possibly keep up. I'd like that they have this kind of new age look at how to approach the NBA or any sport. BetMGM Tonight is a high energy live destination for casual and hardcore sports fans alike. It's engaging, it's polarizing, it's relevant. So get caught up in the sports betting world with a heavy dose of entertainment. Quentin Mayo, my guy Q from NBC Sports Washington, and Ryan Horvat from 1250 AM The Fan, and Trista Crick are joined by on-site correspondents to bring you insider information in real time. Every detail matters when making bets. BetMGM Tonight dives deeper to help give you the edge.
That's right, guys. It's fun to bet on the games, but it's even way more fun when you've got the inside scoop. Tune in to BetMGM Tonight, presented by BetMGM. Listen on Odyssey, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app.
That's BetMGM Tonight, presented by BetMGM.
That's BetMGM Tonight, presented by BetMGM.
You heard it here, folks. That's BetMGM Tonight, presented by BetMGM.
And in case you're wondering, BetMGM Tonight, presented by BetMGM.
What you didn't hear before, but what I'm going to tell you right now, you need to tune in to BetMGM Tonight, presented by BetMGM.
For the people in the back, louder. BetMGM Tonight, presented by BetMGM.
Do you guys think dairy products were better or worse in the 15th century?
So much worse.
But question, though, you basically had to have it fresh, right?
That is true.
But you had to have milk out of the cow into the kitchen. But no, there's no way, because there's no way they knew how to cook stuff properly. No, I mean, everyone had diarrhea in the 1400s. Look it up.
All right.
I know. Totally. All right. But their stomachs were probably different. But they were able to
pasteurizing.
They weren't lactose intolerant.
Processing
yet.
It. I mean, it would be
fresh.
Warm.
Yeah.
Which would probably suck. Like, I don't think I could handle that.
It's like, yeah. I don't know if it's like this at all, but during the Dust Bowl, you know, families would have to kill the cows because the cows would be drinking the milk. You had to kill the cows.
Hey, John Steinbeck.
You had to drink the milk straight from the cow. There's none to share with the baby cows.
Oh, my God. Jade Steinbeck. Do you love spinach, Jade, from your hometown of Salinas?
I do.
Did you have a red pony, Jade?
That was one of his books, yeah. Right? Mice. I had mice and men.
You had to choose between mice and men. All right.
Got to the bottom of that.
Paul Bowl at Bowl 7. Place these events in the order they're likely to happen.
Okay.
We all die from climate change.
No, that's not happening.
Ben Simmons gets traded.
That's not happening.
That's happening.
Halley's Comet passes Earth.
I don't know anything
that's
about that.
That's coming up in like 50 years.
Maze pays Juju Gotti $12.
That's not happening either.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Halley's Comet first.
Yeah, I think that's accurate.
Yeah, you're right.
So in this situation, Ben Simmons is basically retiring.
Oh yeah,
as a 76er.
Sixers legend.
Never leaving that team. I think they should trade the rest of the team. Keep
Ben Simmons.
Plot twist.
That's a plot twist.
Flip it on him. I like that. Here you go, Ben. Here's what you wanted. You get the team to yourself, and you got nobody else. Yeah, Juju Gotti is gonna.
What do you owe him? $12
He's gonna have to. I don't carry much cash around, so he's gonna have to find. He's gonna have to like get on my phone and like Venmo himself $12 I don't know how that's gonna work for him.
Someone could cover for you.
No, because he's Jade. He's trying to charge me $12 for buying cats accidentally, and he blames me for it.
Buying
Cats was free on HBO Max.
We don't There's know that no he's got HBO Max. I'm not willing to make these assumptions.
Yeah, I thought you meant he picked up cats
real
from
cats.
The street, and I was like, that was $12 Like,
it's a good price.
I love the idea. Of, I love the idea, though. If we could just explore this for a second, I love the idea of Juju Gotti spending $12 on a cat. And Maze's rebuttal is just, there are cats everywhere. You can just take one. What are you doing?
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. I was so confused.
You know, I thought that to myself the other day. There's no more stray cats.
I don't find that accurate. I see stray cats fucking everywhere in LA.
Yes, really? We don't have everywhere. Oh, really? We don't have them here. They might get eaten here.
I mean, they are. They definitely are more rare. It's just like, you know, stray dogs, same thing. I mean, like, it's just that I think animal control is picking these animals up, you know?
I play Bob Barker. Bob Barker, Price is Right, for years on that show. He pushed getting your pets neutered and spayed. It's his fault.
What an asshole.
Come on down.
Bob Barker reminding you, help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered.
$60
Leon
wins.
Oh, yeah. And the last
of
the first
quarter. Isn't that a good thing? You want animals to just be out here fucking?
I think when I was a kid, I lived in an area that had a lot of apartments in a tight area, you know, project, so to speak. And so you would see them more there. But where I live now, near woods and stuff, those cats are precious to the fox and coyote, stuff like
cat
that.
Cat meat.
I think.
Really gamey.
I think. It's occasionally we get a cat in the neighborhood, but it's generally a house cat that's gotten out or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, outdoor cats are badass. Sorry, but
this has nothing to do with the topic. You rented cats?
I picked Cats as a movie for Cinephobe.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, Juju Gotti, two-time guest, aired out his grievances when he made his first appearance.
It's a work expense.
He blamed me for
$12
bringing him to a very low place during the pandemic.
Yes, you did.
Because I made him watch Cats, and also I made him buy it, a digital copy, for $12.
Yeah, everything why didn't you just here. Like... Never mind.
Rent it or have HBO Max. Like, I mean, the man needs to Google how to open QuickTime. So there's clearly some stuff happening that has nothing to do with me. But if he wants to place the blame on me and I owe him $12, I'll continue to owe him $12 until I drop dead or Ben Simmons gets traded. There you go, Juju.
To the bottom of that.
Climate change happens and we all die. Haley's Comet shows up or Ben Simmons get traded. Maybe I will consider paying you $12. But not until then.
Not until then. You can pry the $1 bills out of my dead hands.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
The fucks.
Hey, these are the ones that don't fuck off, Jade. These are the ones that don't fuck up.
Hey, what did you?
Screaming.
Screaming. Never do. Screaming, screaming. 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 One moment. Are you ever screaming? Screaming. Echo. I scream. You scream. We all scream. For I scream. No, that's better.
Ice cream, huh? You scream up, we all scream up for ice cream. You understand it? Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Ice cream, we all scream.